We're doing the Shaar HaYirah. We're up to the seventh chapter, and he's talking about the different types of positive fear that a person should have. And he discussed the fear of heaven that defines how we behave. And now we're up to the seventh chapter. He says, "Ot chinachat bayirah kolelet kol pratei bnei adam." There's another aspect of fear that encompasses all the details of humanity. Liot yarev v'chared mipnei chamat ha-metzik asher konen la'ashchit, and that is the fear of that improper inclination that's within us, that is always trying to arouse us to be self-destructive. That is the desire within each person that really is setting out a trap for a person in his life. And we have to think about this. Very often we're like the moth, we're attracted to fire. And we know what's bad for us, we know what can be destructive to us. And at the root of the issue is that we're not scared of it. Why does a guy take drugs? Because he's not scared of taking drugs. Because he sees the positive and he doesn't see the danger. Why does a guy fly down the street in a car and doesn't worry about his life? Because he's not scared. Meaning when we speak about positive fear in this chapter, there's a positive fear that can save a person's life. And very often the things that are fun and frivolous and entertaining are the very things that can kill a person. And so this chapter can be understood on many levels. But one of the problems we have is that we don't even fear the things that can take us down. It's interesting, you'll see when you have children, that different children have different natures. We have one kid who was always scared of falling. So he'd never climb out of his crib. And he'd never climb anything because he was always scared of falling. He has a younger sibling who's less than half his age, but she's not scared of anything. She climbs into the crib even though she doesn't see how she's going to get down off of what she climbed up. Goes down headstrong and gets up and keeps going. She's not scared. You'll ask me who's smarter. I'd say the one who's scared is smarter. The younger one doesn't have the intelligence to be smart, to be scared. But you know what? He was scared when he was a youngster. She's not even scared. When he was her age, he was scared. Hashem creates us differently, but as we grow, we have to realize that certain things are really a danger to our health, to our spiritual well-being, to our growth, and we have to overcome it. And the root of it all is to be scared of our weaknesses, to be scared of what can bring us down, to be scared of our inclinations that are problematic. Time and again, people will tell you they know what their issue is. A good psychologist doesn't tell the person his problems. He helps the person see it themselves. And most often we know what our weaknesses are. But it's convenient not to view them as problems. I have quite a few friends who can't hold on to a job. They're always getting into fights with the boss. And it's a problem. So when you're single and you can afford to go from job to job, it's a small problem. When you're married and it's a question of putting food on the table, it's a bigger problem. But the root of the problem is that a person doesn't realize that it's a problem. And that's why this chapter is so important. When the Magen Midubna says there's a fear that is the fear of that which can destroy ourselves, that which enables us to destroy ourselves, we have to realize we all have those weaknesses. And the root of it is to realize I have to worry about it. It's something to contend with. Kashel Sipuzal, as our sages taught, Al Chacham Echad Pagaban Sheit Tzava B'Tshuva Min HaMilchama. There was once a wise man, a philosopher, met a group of soldiers on their return from battle. Holchim B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev. They were all going happily. They were all going content. They had just been victorious. That conquered a tremendous amount of loot, and they're all riding happily, content with what they've captured. Amar lahim. So the philosopher said to them, "Shavtem min hamilchama ktana. You just came back from a small war. Hachinu atzmechem el hamilchama gdola. Now prepare yourself for the big war." Shalu miito lagid lehem eze milchama ish lifneim. So they asked him, "What war are we heading towards? What's the big war?" Amar lahim milchemet hayetzer. Now that you've conquered the enemy from without, now you have to conquer the enemy from within. And then he gave him a whole speech about how they have a problem that they're not even worried about it. They think that they're successful, they've conquered the war. No, that's the easier war, the external war. The more difficult war, and that's the war which a person tries to overlook and forget about, is the internal war, the war which is about internal growth, the war which is about overcoming our own weaknesses that can ultimately drag us down.